Historima. Listen to the extraordinary.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Historima podcast series on digital nomads in Greece. There are so many English-speaking nomads living and working in Greece, and we love this fact. This podcast series is about the nomadic English. We want to find out what brings them to Greece. Is it the sun and the sea, that exotic fantasy? How does life in Greece compare to life, say, at home? What experiences do they want to remember? And what experiences do they want to forget? In episode 4 today, we speak to Tenzin from Sydney, Australia.
Hey there, I'm Tenzin Tamdi from Sydney, Australia. I moved to Athens, Greece recently, and I'm really into art and adventure. Greece is a great mix of this, and I love it here. Australia has some amazing art spaces, but Athens is like point zero for art. So I'm pumped to chat about it here with you today. Oh mate, the Niarchos Cultural Centre is truly iconic. Can't tell you how many days and nights I've spent there. It's just a huge art park. Really, it has unbelievably lush architectural design spaces that house both the National Library of Greece and the Greek National Opera. It's surrounded by a lovely green park and the sparkling Aegean Sea. I mean, the website description alone is one from a fantasy film. But for me, the crown jewel is undoubtedly the art collection. It's like stepping into a time capsule of history mixing Greece's present and future. It's literally iconic. The Niarchos collection is quite a journey. It takes you through so many art movements and periods, from surrealism to abstract expressionism. There's so many amazing artworks to get lost in, but really, the whole collection and the design of the spaces was what left me awestruck. And the whole place is just surrounded in blue. Blue sky, blue sea, and this really captures the very essence of Greekness. The Niarchos Cultural Centre is what modern Athens is really about, and it opens up the creative process for me to the infinite possibilities of life. I mean, as you look around this amazing place, you can literally feel the Aegean Sea next to you. Oh, and let me also tell you about a Greek artist who is also iconic, Yannis Kounellis, and seeing his work is like stepping into a labyrinth of history full of light, fragility, and raw emotions. I mean, I could go on forever as there's so much to take in at this amazing place. Did I mention the outdoor cinema in summer? The live music events or the cats or tortoises in the park? It's just an incredible place. A must-see for all art lovers. Let me tell you about some of my other favorite art spaces in Athens. You perhaps wouldn't think it, but Athens is a treasure trove for contemporary art lovers. The Banaki Museum was a showstopper. It's as if you're stepping into a time capsule of modern Greek history and culture, showcasing everything from Byzantine and Islamic art to very contemporary Greek creations. Oh, and let's not overlook the EMST, National Museum of Contemporary Art. This place is housed in an old brewery and the exhibitions are like a rollercoaster of emotions and concepts. My EMST visit was a revelation. Really, I was really lucky and had a guided tour of the current exhibition, Modern Love, which is curated to challenge our perceptions of love. From captivating immersive multimedia installations to incredible sculptures, all the artists has created an amazing collection that reflects the complexities of modern Greece and its relationships to the idea of love. The Athens art scene is the perfect mix of ancient traditions and modern expressions, and it really sets Athens apart from other European art destinations. You can be looking at a classical age sculptures at the Acropolis Museum in the very morning, and by afternoon, you're surrounded by avant-garde installations at EMST that challenges your conventional norms. Athens has this magical ability to fuse artistic time zones seamlessly. It's a time trip. When you find yourself in Athens, you must go to all these art spaces. They are unmissable gems in the Athens cultural scene. The effect that the Athens art scene has on my work is undeniable. I would say that the greatest effect of all is the mix of classical and modern ideas, and how this shapes my design work. the creative dynamism of Athens seeps into the very face of my visual work. Whether I'm strolling through the charming alleys of Plaka or soaking up the graffiti art in Exaria, I found myself constantly absorbing fresh artistic ideas and viewpoints that fuel my creative concepts. Hands down, my favorite old-school art place was the Museum of Cycladic Art. This place is like stepping into a time capsule of ancient civilizations. I experienced homecoming, Cycladic treasures on their return journey. This exhibition has incredible Cycladic art pieces that are still so amazing and important even today. It's like having the city as an art tutor. The Museum of Cycladic Art is like a bridge connecting the past to the present. Just amazing. And I also must give a huge shout out to Demetra from EMST. She gave me a guided tour around the whole of the space and it was off the charts. Thanks, Demetra. You're a legend. My advice on how to experience all this art is not unique. It is simply that you should plan ahead. Embracing the local rhythm helps, as certain museums and galleries have their own schedules, and it's wise to double check before heading out. If, like me, you're a fan of contemporary art, check social media for the city's vibrant events and art festivals, like the Athens Biennale. It's a fantastic way to immerse yourself in the Athens artistic and musical vibe. Cheers. It's been a pleasure discussing Athens' art scene. There's so much to see and experience. I hope it gets everyone buzzed and they check out the amazing art spaces. Catch you all in the galleries. Bye!
Oh, Tenzin, thank you so much for sharing your nomadic journeys into the art spaces of Athens. I think many other nomads, including myself, also have fantastic experiences in these and other spaces. I mean, art is truly amazing, and contemporary art in Athens is really quite overshadowed by the museums and the classical collections. But it really needs to be on every nomad's bucket list, as there are some truly amazing exhibitions and programs to experience. And thank you so much for listening to our fourth episode of Digital Nomads in Greece. And don't forget to check out the other podcasts on historima.org because they are also amazing. And see you back here for the next episode. Bye-bye for now.
Historima. Listen to the extraordinary. A collaboration between ERT Echo and historima.org. Historima is supported by a founding grant from the Stavros Niarchos Foundation.